Hi everyone, welcome to Legal Ease. In this week's episode, I'm talking about what I eat in a day. I always start my day out with two or three organic medjool dates. I always like to get the dates that have a pit still in them. Of course, I don't eat the pit, but I just feel like the dates that are already pitted aren't nearly as delicious. But I do try to start my day out with organic dates, and I try to eat them on an empty stomach because I've read that it's so much better for your intestines if you're going to eat dates, if you eat them on an empty stomach. So that's the first thing I eat every day. I usually have one cup of coffee, and I love iced coffee. So right now, what I've been getting is the whole bean that I grind up myself, and it's from a company, actually it's a coffee shop in Nashville, and it's called Bongo Java. And so I have some Bongo Java coffee in the morning, and I use my favorite oat milk. I add to it, which is Oatly brand oat milk, to my iced coffee, and so that's how I start my day. I try to drink around 64 ounces of water every day, and I try to drink that, kind of get my water early. Right when I wake up, that might be another thing that I have right off the bat, is I start drinking my water. I never have a day without my green juice. I love making green juices, and I use a Vitamix, and I always use organic oranges and organic frozen kale, about a cup or so of frozen kale, and two or three frozen chunks of organic pineapple. And you can do the green juice two different ways. You can just squeeze the juice of maybe three or four oranges into the blender, and then you have like a green juice. If you don't have a juicer, that's the way you can make a juice. And then you could also just peel the oranges and put the pulp in, don't worry about seeds because they're going to get ground up. So basically everything but the peeling in the blender, and that makes a more thicker and filling green juice, and it's more like a green smoothie. So that is how I begin my day and what I basically have for breakfast. Sometimes I'll also make a smoothie bowl for breakfast, but I will say this, if I don't have a smoothie bowl for breakfast, I usually have it later in the day for a snack. So as you can tell, I'm eating tons of fruit, and because I'm plant-based and I just eat nothing but plants, I enjoy a huge variety every day of different plants. And so, for example, for fruit, for my smoothie bowl, I love frozen blueberries, a banana, and again, a few chunks of frozen pineapple. And I also add to the blender for this smoothie bowl a tablespoon of sea moss gel. And to make sea moss gel, all you need is sea moss, which you can order on Amazon. And then I watched a YouTube video to learn how to make the sea moss gel. And now I keep sea moss gel in my fridge, and I add about a tablespoon a day to my smoothie bowl. And then I mix all of that up to an ice cream consistency and put that in a bowl to eat with a spoon and top it with all kinds of delicious goodies. Some of my favorites are walnuts, raisins, freeze-dried fruits, berries like raspberries, blackberries, or even a handful of fresh blueberries, ground flaxseed, and I also like to sprinkle on top uncooked steel-cut oats. And I love the McCann's Irish oatmeal. And again, it's not cooked oatmeal. It's just some of the uncooked oatmeal sprinkled on top of the smoothie bowl. And so that is what I usually put in my smoothie bowl. And then every day I have usually just one really big meal. For my big meals, of course, that's going to be something different every day, but I do have some staples, and one of those staples is roasted veggies. And it's easy to do roasted veggies. All you have to do is preheat the oven to 400 and take any veggies that you want. I use carrots and broccoli, purple onions, sometimes sweet potatoes, and I just cut those up in bite-sized pieces and drizzle them with a homemade marinade and cook for about 20 minutes, and then I turn over the veggies and cook for another 20 minutes. And I serve the roasted veggies with normally with brown rice and cooked kale. If you want to make a marinade from scratch, it's very easy. I just take soy sauce, liquid aminos, or coconut aminos, maybe a little bit of apple cider vinegar, salt, pepper, some chopped garlic, and maybe even some chopped onion. And just, you mix that up to your own taste, and then you just drizzle that over your veggies and cook at 400 for 20 minutes, and then turn over once, and then another 20 minutes. And one of my favorite things that I've been recently making during the pandemic is fried tofu. And I take extra firm organic tofu, and I press the tofu to drain out any excess water. And then I just cut into cubes. And I then take the cubes and put them in a bowl that has 3 tablespoons of nutritional yeast and 2 tablespoons of flour, about a teaspoon of garlic powder, and some salt and pepper. And then coat the cubes of tofu with the mixed dry ingredients that I just mentioned, and then cook on the stovetop, usually in a cast iron skillet, with some grapeseed oil, and it makes delicious fried tofu. So that's an example of a big meal of the day. Other examples are, I love to cook fresh kale, and to cook kale, I just take some garlic, chop it up, take an onion and cut it into bite-sized pieces and put that in the bottom of a big pot, and then take fresh kale, tear it into bite-sized pieces, and add about a third amount of water, bring to a boil, and then simmer with a lid on top for really as long as you want, until the kale's cooked to the way that you want your kale. So those are some examples of a big meal. And I have, you know, once a day is a really big meal like that. Another great favorite for me, an easy staple, are Beyond Burgers on the grill. That's my favorite for the vegan version of a burger, are Beyond Burgers. So another thing that I wanted to mention are nutritional supplements, like what vitamins do I have in a day, or protein powder or protein bars. So the only vitamin that I take is a B12 vitamin, and my favorite brand for B12 is Nature's Bounty. And so I have one of those, and then if I am going to work out, then my pantry always has my favorite vegan protein powder is one of them that's called Vega One. And I don't know if that's how you say it, but that's one of my favorites. And I also love for protein bars and energy bars, the Go Macro brand and the Load Bar brand. So those are some of the examples of what I might have for a protein shake or a protein bar before a workout. And then I've recently been making this absolutely delicious. It's so delicious. It's from elderberries, which I ordered on Amazon, and I make like this elderberry syrup that I keep in the fridge that I take about a tablespoon a day. And I just love it. It's delicious. And I talk more about that on my on YouTube, which you can find my channel in my bio on my Instagram account for Tracy Cox. You can also find that through Tracy Cox Law. And then finally, I just wanted to end with some of my favorite junk food snacks that I enjoy in a typical day. Two recent discoveries, but really just you can't go wrong with any of this brand, is the Ben & Jerry's non-dairy ice creams. But one of my recent discoveries and favorites is the flavor that's called Netflix and Chill. And I really love that one. And then I also really love their snackable cookie dough. But I'm going to be sure to have all of this information on www.shoplikeyoucare.com, where I'll have all of the information about the food that I've mentioned, and also just some of the kitchen items that I really can't live without. For example, my Vitamix is one of my favorite kitchen tools that I have, and things like that, more information like that. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope everyone stays safe and stays well and joins me again next week for another episode of Legal Ease, where I share with you life skills that I've learned as an attorney, but that help me in everyday life as well.